Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you've just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you'll know what I'm talking about when you hear who our next guest is. Debbie Kennedy. Yeah, very exciting, right? Yeah, we're always excited when we get Debbie back on the show. Debbie is one of the great members of our Brain Trust. She is someone who's out there on the cutting edge of where the marketplace is going. She's the founder and the president of Leadership Solutions Companies. She's an award-winning entrepreneur. She is a former corporate, as I was at one point in time. She's the author of Putting Our Differences to Work, and she's a very outstanding and lucky collaborator with our good friend Joel Barker. They got a bunch of things going on. We're going to be telling you about some of that just a little bit later on. Debbie Kennedy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be here because the reason that I wanted to come today especially is because last fall you inspired me because you said that this was going to be the year of the customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I came to talk about.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I mean, I appreciate you saying that. And I actually... have modified that a little bit since you and I talked about that, and I'll tell you about that as we go through. But what did that, when I said that to you, when you heard me say something about the year of the customer, and I'm not calling it the age of the customer.
Right.
So what does that mean to you? What did you think?
Well, what came up for me is I have been ever since looking around for how do you go about changing that customer experience, and also how do you do it outside your boundaries?
Mm-hmm.
And we're so good at looking at ourselves. I'm a small business owner myself, as you said, and I, you know, it's so easy to look at yourself or to get paralyzed by what you're doing, especially during the times that we've been in. And I've been out scouting around trying to find some unique examples, and I brought one with me today that really says that we could do even more if we looked out beyond what we see every day. And also, how do you upgrade your skills? And Joe
mm-hmm.
Barker and I have been working on that, and we brought with us today, we have a seminar that we're teaching that was built on people coming to us and telling us what the biggest problems they had standing in the way during this time of struggle. And we're going to give away two free tuition-free small business seats to our June 3rd class.
All right, and that's just available to my audience, right?
That's just your audience.
So, folks,
yes.
Pay attention to this. We're going to tell you how to do this. This is almost a $200 offer. They're going to give away two of those. Debbie and I are today, right,
and
here
Joel
on the show.
Joel and I
today.
Are the teachers.
Exactly, and if you've ever heard, you've heard Joel on the show, you've heard Debbie on the show, put them together, you know how powerful that's going to be. So,
and no travel. All you got to
exactly.
do is log on.
Yeah, you can do it in your bunny slippers, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
You know, Debbie, the thing that I want to set you up for your little story you're going to tell us. Folks, you heard me say this before, and I'm going to keep saying it. It's not your products. It's not your price. It probably isn't even your service. Everybody you compete against has all those things. The key to the relationship, to your future relationships, to sustaining relationships, is how you differentiate yourself in the middle of all those commodities, service, price, and product. And the difference is the experience, isn't it, Debbie?
I think it truly is. And I think your previous guest was saying that you really have to work hard to find that differentiation.
Right.
And so you have to maybe today do some unusual things to find it. And I found an example that I think even trumps some of the best people, even the Starbucks.
Wow.
Which is way outside what small business would probably look.
Right. All right. Well, tell us about it. We can't wait.
Well, it's an interesting thing. I wrote a story on it, and there's actually a wonderful video that will tell you much more about it in my story called The name of the story is New Ideas, Abundance, and Customer Experience. And it is, I tapped into it inspired by Jim, finding a nonprofit who has a food pantry. Imagine this, having a food pantry in San Francisco that works out of a church. And they are doing some of the most amazing customer experience that I had ever seen. And just imagine what it's like to have a portable, renewable customer experience. They work every Friday. They have to start up from scratch with an empty room. And within a few hours, the volunteers turn this place into the most beautiful display. It has, they have little accordions playing with, you know, like a little sort of Italian cafe in Europe. They have, the whole team is working, and when it's ready to go, there's somebody clapping their hands and saying, it's showtime.
Wow.
And they put on this amazing show.
Debbie, hold on to that thought, folks. You're not, I know you're not going to leave now because you got to find out the rest of the story. 20 Till, stay with us.
And I'll be at your side forever.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Hope you'll go there and subscribe to my newsletter. It's free. It's by email. We'll send it to you by email every Sunday afternoon. Check out my blog, my archives, the articles, all those things that are that I've done either with our Brain Trust members, like our good friend Debbie Kennedy, who's with us right now, or some of the things that they've done themselves, and they've allowed us to publish some of their stuff on our website. Lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Debbie Kennedy, as I said, is our guest. She's the author of Putting Our Differences to Work. She's collaborating with our good buddy Joel Barker on a bunch of projects. And I want to mention this again, Debbie. You've got an event coming up in June. In June, what day is it?
June 3rd.
It's a tele-event. It's a virtual event. And what's the topic?
It's called How to Get Buy-In for New Ideas, and it's about how you can be able to better get acceptance from your customers about anything that you have new, a new product, a new service,
right,
a new way of doing business. And we actually put it together because all of our people last year told us 84% said they couldn't break through the noise, and they couldn't get through
right.
the resistance.
How do you
change.
Get people to listen to you with all the clutters that's going on?
Yes.
It's $195, and you're going to give away the first two people to register who say that they heard about it on my show. Is that how it works?
No, that what they need to do is to go to howtogetbuyinforneuideas.com, go to the Contact Us, and just type it in, and the first two that reference your show in
right.
there, we're going to give that away. We'll be in touch with you and give you a free registration.
And all you got to do, you don't have to go anywhere. You can do it online right from your home in your bunny slippers.
Right.
The whole thing. So check it out, folks. The first two folks who let them know they heard about it on the Small Business Advocate show, or just mention Jim Blassingame or that crazy guy who thinks he knows about small business, whatever you want to say,
right.
Debbie will figure it out.
And it's a 90-minute class, professional development class with Joel Barker and myself.
And also feedback, right? You let the audience join later in the
week. Yes, it's interactive,
yeah.
And it's a very...
It's a lot of fun.
Really, you won't get it any other place because Joel
right.
and I personally developed
well,
it.
Well, because there isn't anybody else like Debbie and Joel. That's the reason. I mean, that's as unique as it gets. Debbie, you were telling us about this great customer experience story, this nonprofit,
food
this food, this kitchen... That opens up on Friday in a church. They start from scratch. They open up and they serve people and they close up and walk away. And you were telling us about how they get started.
Right. It's called the Food Pantry at St. Gregory's in San Francisco. And they have a fantastic, I wrote an article about it. If you go to my website at puttingourdifferencestowork.com, there's at my blog, there's a great article called New Ideas, Abundance, and Customer Experience that has a great video. The thing that they do is they are portable. They have to refresh themselves every week. They put it all together and create this amazing customer experience that trumps Starbucks or anybody else you want to see, and putting on a beautiful display, music, greeters.
What do you have to do to go there? I mean, it sounds like a place I want to go have lunch next time.
It is. You're going to be amazed when you see it. You cannot believe it. And this was not one or two customers. They clocked. They have a little clock in the video that shows that they clocked in 531 people.
Wow.
Then they have to take it all down.
And this is just for lunch?
All down for the food pantry during the day of Friday. And by the end of the day, before dark, they sweep it all up, and then you can see them hugging and saying goodbye. And
wow.
At the end of the day. What I took away from it were three things that we could do for ourselves. One, we have to look outside our boundaries to find those fresh ideas, the mm-hmm. different, the unique, the excellent. Maybe from a nonprofit or somebody that's totally different than us as a small business. And that this was something that I had never seen. Second, how do we make our businesses, even though we're not totally portable, how do we make them renewable by looking at our businesses regularly to sweep up the stagnant stuff
mm-hmm.
and refresh it with the new experience that we're going to make people enjoy, which might be just refreshing your smile, the way that you interact with people and relate with people when you're talking with them on the phone or even meeting them personally. And then how do you get everybody that's involved in your business to focus, and recognize what Jim Blasingame says, it's only the experience.
Yeah. You know, I think about restaurants. I always get a kick out of seeing a restaurant show people a photograph of a plate of food. Have you ever seen those ads?
Yeah.
Where they show people a plate of food. And number one, I know what a plate of food looks like, so I don't need to see that. Number two, the photograph doesn't really look very appetizing to me.
No.
And why don't they, if it's a tablecloth restaurant, why don't they say, our food is good, but long after you've forgotten how good it is, you'll still remember the time that you had with us, or something
that's
like that.
Right.
If it's
really
a family restaurant, show a picture of families having fun. Don't show the food. I mean, that, you know, food is food. Food is fuel. I mean, it's the experience. I mean, people want, if there's one thing I think people want right now in the age of social media, it seems to me, Debbie, that what people want are experiences that they can remember, because there's nothing much memorable about a text.
Well, in these hard times, imagine the difference between being handed a bag of groceries and being able to walk in and experience dignity and beauty
yeah.
and music and friendliness and a smile.
How about just familiarity? Somebody who remembers you.
In a taste, in an artistic display.
Yeah.
And this is what is done in
and it's community, too. Don't forget.
Yeah.
What you're telling us about is a community. Actually, two or three communities in one, isn't it?
Right.
The volunteers, the patrons.
I hadn't thought of that word, and that is a very good word. It definitely is community.
All about community, folks. You've heard me say it before. You've heard Debbie say it before. It is real. Believe it. It's your future. Tintel, right back with Debbie Kennedy after these messages. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, we got Debbie Kennedy with us, ladies and gentlemen. Always a great day when Debbie joins us. Her book is called Putting Our Differences to Work. Debbie, give us the website again, especially the one where people can go and become one of the two people that you're going to give a $195 a seat to, a scholarship, to this June event. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, how to get buy-in for new ideas is the name of the class, and that's the name of the website, howtogetbuyinforneuideas.com.
Right.
If you go to the contact page, send us a note. The first two people referencing Jim or the Small Business Advocate Show or whatever you want to put in that line, we're going to give away two tuition-free seats. And
thank you for that, by the way.
Yes, and the small business price is $195. It's a 90-minute class plus 30 minutes with
And the first two get it for free, so check that out.
And it's a great class. You can see online when you go to our website, you'll see all the great reviews we've had on it. And it's to help you be able to get better acceptance and break through the noise. And this was based on what 2,000 people told us was
right.
Their biggest issue.
And by the way, folks, I'm gonna go out on a limb here. If you send your name in and you don't get to be the number one of the two, the free ones, send me an email and I'll see if I can negotiate a discount for you. I'm not sure I can do it, but I might have. I know I have some.
You might
pull.
Have a little.
I might have a little pull. So send me an email and let me know, and I'll see if I can negotiate a little discount for you too. Debbie, you have some other examples, some other stories of creating experiences.
The other one I wanted to say, which is a personal one and is close to my heart, actually, this year. We've all been struggling as small business owners to be able to change our approach, upgrade what we're giving to our customers, and one of the ways that we've been working. Joe Barker and I have been working with some of the small businesses we work with. As we have been even with some of the work that we've been doing is bringing together 2, 3, 4 small businesses and combining our assets so no one has to put capital into
right.
a new idea.
Strategic
we
alliance.
We just all use things that we each have, and we do a collaborative putting mm-hmm. our differences to work. To be able to bring something new to the customer, and it's a mutualistic way that everybody benefits, the customer benefits from something better, and we've been able to really do some creative things that we none of us could have done alone.
Well, these are strategic alliances, and this is something back in 98, Debbie, I told my audience the three things you're going to have to be able to do in the 21st century. Are you going to have to be able to leverage technology better? You're going to have to do better networking, and you're going to have to learn how to build strategic alliances.
Well, and you have to do more than just build them. You have to build kind of mutualistic trust where everybody benefits,
yep.
nobody is harmed.
Yep.
I wrote, there's a lot in my book. The subtitle of my book is The Fastest Way to Innovation, Leadership, and High Performance. And that's what it's about. It's about putting alliances together, putting differences to work to get innovation. And one of the ways to do that is exactly what we're doing. And Joel and I have been trying to practice this for over a decade with our own teams. And during this difficult time, we've been doing it to try to help small businesses we knew who had great assets, things that they could do really well. And by combining them, we've been able to really put out some innovative offerings that we otherwise would not be able to do.
It's not easy to see innovations in our own businesses, is it?
No.
We need to look outside of our four walls, see what other people are doing, ask people about ideas, talk about these things. Sometimes we get so focused on what's inside our four walls, it's hard for us to see the opportunity, isn't it?
Well, I think it is. Sometimes we miss the unique, the different, and the excellent because we block ourselves from recognizing what's truly
but we're
out
so
there.
Familiar with it, it doesn't seem special to us.
Right, or we get so looking at only small businesses instead of looking at big businesses or
yep.
nonprofits or schools or community activities, other things that are totally different than we are. Joel Barker actually taught me that years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Read outside your boundaries, look outside your boundaries, scan your environment for those things. And Jim, you actually really inspired me last year because of this idea of customer experience.
Yep.
To really be attuned to that when you're going anywhere, because you can learn so much from people that are completely opposite than you.
Absolutely. No question about it. Well said. Debbie Kennedy, give us your own website.
PuttingOurDifferencesToWork.com.
And then the program, which is in June what day?
June 3rd.
June 3rd.
Thursday, June 3rd, and it's 2 hours online. Come in your jammies if you want.
And it's, again, the website?
HowToGetBuyInForNewIdeas.com.
HowToGetBuyInForNewIdeas.com. Check it out. Check out that those free two issues
okay,
that they're offering.
First two, we're going to give away 2 free seats.
Debbie, thank you so much
thank
for being
you.
Here. Thanks for the free offer, too, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. See you next time. Okay. Debbie Kennedy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, as I sign off, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.